Welcome to Lou Marks' Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Little Lord Fauci a fraud. Plain and simple, Fauci lied, people died. You still occasionally run into some unrepentant liberal glaring at your unmasked, following the science face. Just scroll the above words on your raggedy mask and wear it one more final time. Liberals won't bother you anymore. What can they say now, after the release of all the Fauci emails from last year? Dr. Anthony Fauci, a low-life hack's hack since 1968, is many things, but on the level, or a teller of the truth, is not one of them. Consider his response to a February 2020 email from a Cornell University professor of medicine who wrote him, "We think there is a possibility that the virus was released from a lab in Wuhan." That was in 2020. Fauci responded by forwarding the prescient message warning to one of his minions, "Please handle." He didn't want to hear about it. A month later again, a government-funded physicist sent Fauci a warning that China was sending out false data, among many other things. Once again, Fauci dismissively fobbed off this 911 call to an underling. Too long for me to read. What a piece of garbage. Of course it was. You know how hard it is to concentrate on scientific data when you're in the green room having the makeup applied for your third or fourth TV live shot of the day, especially when you're 80 years old like Fauci. These Fauci emails are certainly revealing, so revealing in fact, that the Washington Post isn't posting them. Almost as revealing are the endless redactions. If there's some national security issue here when he's been pitched by Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. Fauci is still being defended by the Democrat operatives with press passes, the fake news media, the serious people, as ABC hack Jonathan Carl described his fellow cheerleaders last week. It's excuses for journalists. But the reality is, his upcoming so-called book, which had 80 pages, only 80 pages, that's all he has to say, is almost as short as he is, 67 inches high. It was pulled this week from the two biggest online booksellers, 5 months ahead of his publication date. They know it's phony, they know it's fake, they know it's going to cause him a lot of trouble. The publisher claimed that the unexpected had been prematurely posted. Yeah, right. At least Governor Andrew Cuomo, the murderer, had his abysmal $5.1 million COVID book published before he was busted as a total fraud. He got lucky. Let's hope they take the money away from him and put him in jail where he belongs. Fauci's book got torched before it even reached the public. The publisher's sell sheet described him as one of the world's greatest medical minds. But now he ends up the same authorial class as O.J. Simpson and Clifford Irving. Their fake books didn't make it out of the gate either. Neither will phony Anthony Fauci. This past March, Dr. Fauci sparred with Dr. Rand Paul over a public health benefit that came from wearing a mask if one had developed immunity to the virus. In dealing with both a democratically elected senator and a medical doctor, Dr. Fauci was dismissive, pompous, and condescending, his usual arrogant self. He demonstrated the degree to which he held himself higher than the Senate and everybody else. Dr. Fauci was also wrong. A medical expert in Dr. Fauci's position, losing the debate on the science to an ophthalmologist, even one of Dr. Paul's great reputation, would itself be enough to declare them a fraud. He is a fraud. But Dr. Fauci is much worse than a fraud. He is a technocrat fraud. He doesn't see himself as simply someone to explain the science of the virus, but he sees himself as appointed one. Himself a COVID czar, even. He leveraged the corporate press's personality cult and used it to manipulate the public to behave the way he wanted them to behave. Newspapers, magazines, fake news media drooled over him. They were wrong again, as usual. And by the way, Trump got rid of him. Trump was right again. He prioritized control over presenting the science. Fauci did not present science. He also has no shame in doing this. He has repeatedly boasted about it to his devoted followers in the fake news media. Fauci joins the long list of great anti-Trump saviors who have been, you'll pardon the expression, debunked. like, let's say, Michael Avenatti, sleazy porn lawyer, Michael Cohen, fake lying lawyer, Omarosa, Mary Trump, Robert Mueller, Tristan Blasey Ford, what a scam that was, Julie Swetnick, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, etc., etc., etc. All phonies, all proved false. In the wake of the torrent of embarrassing emails, the so-called serious people, the fake news media, serious people, are trying to prop Fauci up as best they can. He was ambivalent about his celebrity status. He was a reluctant media star, he said. He loved it. He sought it out. He probably paid for it. He went out in his own defense, saying on MSDNC that his emails were taken out of context by certain unnamed parties who resented him. It's important, the Hillary Clinton campaign contributor said, to keep an open mind. Now he tells us this. If they weren't taken out of context, they were obvious, they were precise, and they were exact. And they proved Fauci a fraud. Worse than a fraud. Maybe Fauci was resented by millions because his idiotic pronouncements forced him to wear utterly useless masks for more than a year. And he was privately telling his fellow Democrat hacks, like Obama's Secretary of Health and Human Services, that the typical mask you buy in a drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, any virus. Which we all knew from reading the warning labels on the boxes, although the serious people, fake news media, serious people, apparently never noticed them. Or maybe they just can't read. On February 5th of last year, Fauci told the ex-secretary, I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low-risk location. Which basically was and is everywhere. Which he knew, just like he knew about the Wuhan lab. He can't guarantee what was going on there, he says now. Now, all of a sudden, maybe. He knew it the whole time, his emails proving it. The National Institutes of Health earmarked $600,000 for the Wuhan Institute of Virology over five-year period to study whether bat coronaviruses could be transmitted to humans. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci told lawmakers Tuesday. Phony Fauci. Fauci was the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, and he told the House Appropriations Subcommittee that the money was funneled to the Chinese lab through the nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance to fund a modest collaboration with very respectable Chinese scientists who are world experts on coronavirus. Since then, he has refreshed his recollection. His memory came back, as they say in court. To perjurers, mostly. He's a perjurer. He lied to Congress. He lied to the Senate. He lied to the government. He lied to the public. He lied to us. The panic was a perfect way to tank President Trump's re-election campaign. But not even the most committed Trump haters were buying the Fauci lie. We now learn to be true that he was a liar. And he is a liar. He's a fraud. Consider Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm's physician brother, the doctor death of the Obama administration. After Fauci's multiple "the sky is falling" appearances on state-run television, Dr. Death emailed him in February 2020 that he had a hard time seeing this as serious as everyone else. No one saw Fauci serious. Only Fauci saw Fauci serious. And of course, Democrats, liberals, and fake news media who pushed the agenda. Am I blind? The manual continued. Yes, very transmissible, but low mortality, like just like the flu in many ways. The elderly, those with comorbidities and total impact, is likely to be less than the flu. This was the general opinion, but these people were put down because Fauci was held up to be something else, not the fraud and mass murderer that he is. Good thing that wasn't made public last year, or Dr. Death might have been banned from all social media from promoting such a conspiracy theory, which is now totally true. One of my favorite emails came on a Saturday morning in March 2020. After receiving an email about the experiments at the Wuhan lab, Fauci emails his deputy, Dr. Yu Auchincloss. It's essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. Read this paper as well as the email that I forwarded to you now. We'll have tasks today that must be done. I wonder what that was all about. As Auchincloss replies, we'll try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. In other words, let's get rid of it. Let's hide everything. I wonder what the serious people make of all this. Most people never heard of Fauci before a year ago. It just shows how powerful the media is, the fake news. They created a love fest and the people fall for it and will argue to their death about him. But Fauci's a fraud and Dr. Death, another name for Dr. Fauci, is a lying, egotistical sociopath who needs to be locked away for a very, very, very long time.